My name is Reverend Raymond Rivera, and I'm the author of the book Liberty to the Captives, Our Call to Minister in a Captive World. After 45 years of ministering in New York City, nationally, internationally, I've come up with my theological premise of captivity theology rooted in the book of Genesis, in the narrative of the book of Genesis, where captivity is ushered in as a result of the fall, human beings' disobedience to the express will of God. And this captivity is not an individual captivity, but it's affected everything, the cosmos, systems, structures, ideology. Everything has been affected by captivity. We live in a situation of captivity, and the world seeks answers. And some say, you know, Reverend, it's Marxism. Others say, no, it's socialism. Others say, no, it's capitalism. It's psychology. No, it's rooted in the Enlightenment. No, we have to go back to our ancestors. Everyone is seeking some type of answer for this captivity, the captivity of poverty, the captivity of affluence, the captivity that impacts individuals like alcoholism or drug addiction or promiscuity, or the captivity of systems and structures that continue to perpetuate oppression and exploitation all around the world. People are saying, how do we get out of this situation of captivity? What's our particular call? I want you to know that you have a calling. You have a specific role to play. This is not about the pastor. This is not about the elder. This is not about the deacon. This is not about the professional clergy. Every person has a call on their life. You're called to minister in this captive world. You have gifts, you have talents, you have resources that you can bring to your context and be an instrument of liberation, whether in the corporate world or the human service world, whether the political world or even in the economic world. You can be light, you can be salt, you can be a catalyst for change, you can be an instrument of liberation in a situation of captivity.